Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to episode 19 of The Fear of the Week. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Kristen.
Leslie will be by in a little bit to tell us about what happens to your body during different types of car accidents, like head-on collisions and T-bones.
Gosh, that's going to be a messed up one. It really is.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
You can learn about your innards sloshing around.
Oh, gross. Your innards.
So we're going to start off with political stuff because everybody loves that.
Yawn.
Actually, what this is back from the 2018 Huffington Post article, and it's about a candidate. It doesn't, the type of politics doesn't matter because that's not the point of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, what planet are you from, Miami Herald?
Mars.
It says, the newspaper is endorsing a Republican congressional candidate who says she was abducted by Jesus-like aliens. Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera, a former Doral councilman, is running in the primary to replace the retiring Republican Leanna Rose Lieutenants, who was also a Republican in Florida's 27th congressional district. And despite the contender's out-of-this-world claims, she has the thumbs up from a major mainstream newspaper. She's a strong candidate in a race with plausible conservative ideas, said the Herald. The Daily editorial board conceded that Rodriguez is an unusual candidate, but agreed with her that her comments about her close encounter aren't an issue in the race. In 2009 interviews that the Herald reported in last October, Rodriguez Aguilera claimed that she was taken into a spaceship at age 7 by blonde police people who resembled the Christ, the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro, the paper said, and they have telepathically communicated off and on since then, she claims. I went in, there were some round seats that were there, and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship, not like airplanes. According to the Herald, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She told the Herald last year that she is merely among the majority of Americans who believe that there must be intelligent life in billions of planets and galaxies in the universe. Addressing more earthly concerns, the Herald wrote in the endorsement, her bona fides are as a former elected official and now a businesswoman who spends time in other countries training women to run for office are solid. Still, perhaps there are some explaining to do. Here's why we chose her. She's not crazy, Herald editorial page editor Nancy Arconum told the Washington Post. We chose not to see her as a two-dimensional figure, and we chose not to make this an overriding concern. We are more thoughtful than that.
I'm just trying to see who's more crazier, her or when Joe Exotic ran for president.
I'm going to go with Joe Exotic.
And then governor.
Because here's the situation. When it comes to people who say they've had an experience, I never discount that because mm-hmm. you never know.
Yeah.
So Joe's case was completely different. He was just out there in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't fault her because she says that she had an experience. If she truly believes that, then I believe that that's probably what happened. Now, let me rephrase that. I believe that she truly believes that. So
right.
Whether it happened or not, I don't, you know.
You can't really say for sure, but right. You do believe that she actually thinks that.
I can't discount it because
that.
She believes it. I think she believes that's mm-hmm. what happened. And maybe it did happen. You know, the Pentagon today, at the time of recording this, or yesterday really, acknowledged that that those videos that were released, they'd have no clue what those things are, those UFO videos that Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 released.
No way.
Yeah, because that came out about a year ago or so.
Yeah.
And now they're finally coming out and saying, we have no idea what those things are.
Oh, man. So,
they basically admitted that those were UFOs of some sort.
I mean, I definitely think that there has to be things beyond Earth. I mean, how can Earth be the only planet that, you know, people can inhabit? It just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree, 100%.
So, maybe she did. I've never heard of Jesus like aliens.
That's true.
But
maybe Jesus was an alien.
Oh my God, my mind is blown.
All right, well, let's listen to Leslie tell us about what happens to car wrecks.
Okay.
Right after a quick break from our sponsor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
You are listening to The Fear of the Week. With author Leslie Fear.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 19 of The Fear of the Week with author Leslie Fear. You can pick up all of her books on Amazon.com, and it's a good time to pick up books because you got nothing better to do anyway but sit home and read.
That is right.
Leslie, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Good to be here, guys. Glad to hear you. Doing good, too.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Yeah.
This is our third installment of our three-part series of what happens to your body when certain crap happens to it. And today, you're going to talk about car accidents. So I'm interested to hear what you pull out on this one.
Well, I thought it was important to talk about car accidents because happens so often. It's not one of these, it's never going to happen to me. I mean, so it's almost like a public service announcement. I actually would like to use it for that. How about that?
Fantastic. We can all be crash test dummies for the day.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be. Trust me. Okay. So, let's say you're in the car. You and Tracy are in the front seat. You both have your seatbelts on, as you all should. Kiddos out there in podcast land, listen to what we're saying. Wear your seatbelt and your masks. But first, your seatbelts. But not your mask in your car. You don't need your mask in your car. Okay. So, now, depending on the impact of the crash, we're talking more head-on, okay?
Driving.
Tracy. She's just letting you get away with stuff right now.
She'll get even later.
She's got some puffer fish waiting for you.
That's right.
So depending on the impact of the crash, you really kind of need to expect that you're going to break your collarbone because of the way the shoulder strap is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a given. I'm not talking just a fender bender. I'm talking about a car crash. So that's why we're doing accident and not just fender benders. So now, at a higher speed of impact, you start to break ribs. And the more energy that you're absorbing on your ribs, the more your ribs will break. That just makes sense, of course.
We're still talking from the seatbelt.
From that seatbelt and just from the impact of just all of that, right? The collarbone, the seatbelt, all of that. It's all the resistance from that. Now once your chest, you know, lose its structure from your ribs, and part of this can also be like, you know, when something else can hit you too. It's not just like an airbag or something like that. We're talking other parts can hit you besides just a seatbelt, but you more than likely are going to break ribs and or a lot of them, depending on how fast you're going. And I'm talking about if you're going at a pretty good rate, okay? Like somebody pulls out in front of you and you're like, oh my God, you know? Because Tracy's not that bad of a driver.
That's true.
She's a good driver. Don't. Women are good drivers, dang it. I'm a good driver.
That's right.
Everybody, welcome to Leslie Fear's Fantasy Hour.
Hey, Bucko, I have not had an accident or a ticket in, I don't want to talk about my age, but I'm at least 25 years.
Good girl.
No, I'm serious. I promise you. So I'm a good driver. I haven't been driving lately, but whatever. Okay. So once your chest loses that structure, it starts to impact your lungs. Of course, that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is where it gets disgusting. So a lot of the organs, you know, all in there, if you rupture your ribs, you know, the stomach acid can go anywhere they want to go because they're getting hit with trauma. They're sloshing around the body and the chest cavity. If your bowels get ruptured, you've got waste products sloshing around as well. And they're not supposed to be there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's what a lot of first responders see. It's just like a collapsed everything, bruising, and all of a sudden the people that if they actually are somehow miraculously conscious, they're vomiting, there's things coming out of their mouths because your stomach can't handle all this and it's disgusting, and they know exactly what's going on because they've seen it. Now, the side swipes, like if somebody hits you head on and you're side swiped, you just have a door that's protecting you because the front of the car, think about it, the impact of the front of the car took most of it. But yeah. if you only have the door, it's way worse. So most likely you're going to have, it's not good. Okay, so you're going to have rib fractures. We already know that. The upper, your thorax, usually your upper body and your thorax, your ribs, those are the things that really, really get hit the hardest. Arms get hit, damage to your lungs, of course, internal organs, and tons of pelvic fractures. And I never thought about that. But think about it. You know, you get hit, there's your hip right there, the side of your hip.
You're talking about like in a T-bone type situation, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm talking serious accidents, not just fender benders, not just somebody, oh, sorry, hit you, you know, let's get our insurance cards out. No, these are like pretty much either deadly accidents or you're going to the hospital, you're going to be there for weeks. So, of course, seatbelts will help you and, you know, they'll keep you, but then, you know, keep you somewhat safe. Because if you're not strapped in, your body... the car may stop, but your body keeps going at the motion in which your car was still going. If you were going 50 miles an hour, your body's going at 50 miles an hour. Okay. And I didn't think about it that way. And that scares me. That's when people get thrown through the windshield. That's when people get thrown from the car. And there's no survivor usually with that. You know, you can't survive that. The trauma to your head alone through the windshield would do it. You know, so, okay. So
that would be called inertia, by the way.
Well, I should have looked that up. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. See, you're a helper. You're a little helper for me.
That's what I remember from school.
Yeah.
When the whatever you're in stops and you continue to go forward, that's inertia.
Okay. Yes. And I remember learning about that too. I just didn't think about it, but yeah, I mean, but gosh, it just, that to me, and you know, with you and us, we all have kids that are, you know, younger, and my son drives like a bat out of hell, and it's like, it takes an hour to get somewhere, he's there in 30 minutes, and I'm like, how the hell did you get here so fast? So that scares me, obviously. But no, but airbags are the reason, obviously, why we have the curtain airbags on the sides now. And, you know, of course, in the front. And I think there's airbags now. They're starting to talk about in the lower part of the cars, in the newer cars, on the lower part of the door, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I've seen those.
Mm-hmm. In the newer cars. So I'm telling you, airbags can save your lives. Seatbelts can save your lives. Your body is just, if you happen to be wearing a seatbelt, and I hope you are, and you do break anything, that seatbelt, and you actually do damage everything in your chest cavity, that seatbelt will go through you like butter. Because there's nothing there to keep. There's no frame there. Your ribs are all broken. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah.
So, y'all, this is a PSA.
Wow.
Wear your seatbelts.
Right.
You know, watch people coming.
I can say that back in the 80s, I did not wear a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. And me and my first husband at the time, we were only going like 30 miles an hour, but it had been raining.
Mm.
And we fishtailed. And of all things to hit, we hit a barn. Of course, we never lived that down for a long time. but yes, I can tell you from experience, because I actually did go through the windshield and my face ate most of the glass.
Oh my gosh, Tracy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It literally almost scalped me, but I have learned that you have got to wear your seatbelt.
Oh my gosh, you went through the windshield.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. I had no idea.
So
that's traumatic for you. Yeah, that must have been hard to get back in that car.
It was very.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Well, I remember when I was pregnant with my son, and my husband was driving, and we had a dog in the back. We had our little first pug in the back, and this is, gosh, 20 years ago. And I lied. Did I say I was pregnant? Because I was pregnant with him. Yes, I did. Anyway, Jerry, you can fix that.
You're pregnant with a pug?
No. Yeah, well, I would, because they're so cute. I would do that for them.
that they are.
Yeah. But anyway, I was pregnant with my son, and we had a dog in the crate in the back, and my husband was driving, and we were coming back from Florida because my parents lived in Florida. I used to go to Destin before Destin was cool because my parents lived in Sandestin, la, la, la. Anyway, we're driving back to Dallas, and it had just rained, just like you said, Tracy, and it was kind of foggy, but it was during the day, and Randy saw before I did. His name's Randy. He saw before I did taillights. And he said, honey, hold on. And he just held on to me, and he just went off to the side, off into the shoulder, like into the grass. Because you know those highways back and forth are all just either grass and it's flat. You know, there's not these big, huge things in the middle. And do you know, we went off to the side, and we heard boom, 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 boom. All these cars hitting, flipping, hitting. It was scary. I had never seen anything like that. And it happens just like it does in the movies, y'all. It was the scariest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I will never forget it.
Mm, gosh, I can't even imagine.
Think about it. I was pregnant. He saved our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just had the wherewithal to just go, hang on. And he just went straight, because he saw the people coming behind us and they didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been a real cautious driver anyway. You know, anyway, so he saw it and he just pulled off. And then the people right behind us, boom, 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 boom. It was craziness.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. It's so funny that when we had that car wreck, I found out I was pregnant with Kristen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I'd had all them x-rays and all this pain medicine. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to, you know, but.
So that's what's wrong with it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that is what's wrong.
No.
That's what I tell her anyway.
No, but you know what? I can't believe you went through a windshield. I am so sorry that happened to you. That just scares me to death for you. My gosh.
Well, thank you. Yeah, wow. It was pretty crazy. I was in and out of consciousness. I was so pissed because I just bought a brand new outfit and it was all, you know, everything was matching.
And your
matching.
Hair looked good. And
it did. And Chris had just, he had just paid off that truck like 3 days before. And I was so mad because that's all I could think about. But then I came into the emergency room And I heard people go like, oh my God, what happened to her face? And I'm like, oh, well, that's great to hear when you're, you know, coming in on a stretcher.
Well, the scalp is a big bleeder too.
And oh, yeah.
Obviously, you had injury. I'm not discounting that. But mm-hmm. that on top of just a scalp being massively a big bleeder, you know, there's no telling how you looked when you walked in or you were rolled in.
I know. It was crazy, but we survived anyway.
I'm just so glad because we wouldn't have had Kristen if not.
That's very true. So, I'm happy about that.
I'm so glad Kristen's with us. She's been so lovely on these episodes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
she's my sweet angel.
Like, yeah, well, you guys sound just alike, so there you go. Got two angels. But anyway, that is my story on car accidents, you guys, and I guess I'll see myself out.
All I know is I don't want to be in any car wrecks anytime soon.
Yeah, me neither. I've been in one, though, before, a head-on collision, and all I can remember, I had my seatbelt on, but all I can remember is it felt like a million knives stabbing me in my body. It hurts so bad.
Did you get hit with the airbag?
Yes. And I was on the passenger side of my best friend's ride. Sorry, I was about to sing No Scrubs. sorry. No, it was, we were in a Chevy Cavalier. And we hit a Bronco head on.
Ooh, that's not a good combination.
And it hit my side worse than the driver's. And all I can remember is feeling that feeling and then smelling the smoke, I guess, from the airbag.
Yep.
And all I could think of was, oh my gosh, the car is about to catch on fire. So I'm like climbing out of the car on my hands and knees, crawling right out in the middle of the road. Like, I have no idea of my surroundings. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and I had no idea. You know, I wasn't paying, like, my surroundings, I couldn't even tell you what was going on.
And of course, your mom told the story about when she wrecked when she was pregnant with you. So
I know.
Circle of life.
Something could have happened to me. I could have not been here. That's so sad. Sometimes I wonder if that's why I'm so messed up in the head.
And then Coda wouldn't be here if you weren't here, and we would be short one episode every week.
Dang it. Good point. You know, till this day, mom can still pull glass out of her ankle. That's so crazy.
Ugh. Out of her ankle or out of her head?
I thought she said her ankle. Maybe it is her head.
It's her head. That's what went through the windshield, not her ankle.
Oh. Some body part. There's glass inside of it. I don't remember. I was just a fetus at the time. I can't remember.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.